A federal program that's given more than $1 billion to protect and preserve natural areas in Florida is at risk of losing its congressional authorization. WLRN's Kate Stein reports the deadline to reauthorize the Land and Water Conservation Fund is at the end of this month.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund was created in the 1960s. Since then, it's supported more than 180 natural areas in Monroe, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, everything from parks and marinas to protected areas of the Everglades. Manly Fuller is president and CEO of the Florida Wildlife Federation.
If you enjoy birding, if you enjoy boating, if you're an angler or a hunter or just a nature viewer, whatever, there's something in this program for everybody.
Money for the fund comes from fees on offshore oil and gas drilling. Fuller says the benefits extend beyond getting Floridians outdoors.
Florida has a significant part of its economy is nature-related or nature-based.
The other U.S. states also rely on the Land and Water Conservation Fund for many natural areas. Fuller says he's looking to Florida's senators and representatives to lead the reauthorization effort. The deadline is September 30th. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
For this story and much more, please check out our website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.